It's spring now, and even though I despise sentimentality, lately I've been thinking a lot about flowers. I've been looking at them for long periods of time, and I must admit that I am not impressed. It's not that I don't like flowers. How can anyone not like them? I can say I don't love flowers, but I can't say I don't like them. But like I said, I'm not all that impressed by them. Suppose I said I don't now, nor have I ever owned or raised a flower, which is true. I've been asking myself, what is the difference anyway? Do you own a flower, or do you just raise it? Which I don't pretend to be a small task. I don't think you can own a flower because things you own don't change naturally, like my stereo or sofa, for instance. But flowers are living things, and you can't really own living things because they change all the time whether you like it or not. And owning something means you get to control that sort of thing, and you can't control change. So if you can own a flower, you can own a living thing. And if you can own a living thing, you can own your girlfriend or wife, for instance, but just try to do that for 1 minute, and you'll find you no longer have a girlfriend or a wife. Now, perhaps I've offended many of you by only mentioning girlfriends and wives, so let's just use the word significant other to cover all of it. A significant other is somebody you don't own, but you keep around because you don't feel good enough by yourself, and so you keep somebody close to you who you believe to be more significant than yourself. Or I guess if you aren't a depressive type, you just think of it as that person making you feel more significant. But flowers don't have to worry about this sort of thing. They only have to worry about staying alive, which means you have to worry about raising them. But if you think about flowers like that, they're like children, and you're responsible for raising them, which includes feeding them and giving them shelter, and even saying kind things to them every day. Or if you're the depressive type, maybe just from time to time. Anyway, if you think about flowers like this, the whole business isn't so simple, and we like things to be simple, so flowers are difficult like children are difficult, and if you're lucky, they grow up and live in your house for longer than you can imagine, and when they leave you, you hope it's not out of neglect, because neglect is a prosecutable offense, and even though flowers can't afford high-priced attorneys, or even talk, you can bet they know about guilt. And sometimes guilt is all it takes. Like, one time I was at my friend Luke's apartment, and Luke isn't his real name, but recently I've been calling everybody Luke. And anyway, I was at his apartment, and in the kitchen he has this flower. I don't know what kind of flower it is, but it's pink and white and kind of looks like a rose. Except it's not a rose, because I know what roses look like. Because I piss off my significant other in significant ways all the time. But anyway, when Luke was out of the room doing whatever guys named Luke do in the bathroom, I pulled one of the petals off the flower. I didn't know why I did it, and I still don't. I just stood there in his kitchen, holding the petal, moving my eyes from petal to flower, flower to petal, for several minutes, waiting, as if one of them was about to say or do something in retaliation, but luckily they didn't. So then Luke came out of the bathroom and saw what I had done. And I could tell he didn't really know what to say. I mean, what do you say to a guy who just ripped a petal from the only flower in your apartment? But finally he asked why I'd done it. And I felt my eyes welling up, and I didn't say anything for the longest time. And when I finally spoke, I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I'll buy you a new one." Luke looked at the petal, then at the flower, and then at me. He said nothing as he turned on his stereo and sat down on his sofa, staring at his hands. I turned and opened the door, hurrying down the steps to my car. I turned on my stereo and drove out of there as fast as I could. Luke and I haven't spoken since.